Okay, good evening, everyone. My name is Steve Saber. I'm a resident of Easton, New Hampshire. And first, I'd like to cite my previous testimony to this committee 2 years ago in Lincoln and other submitted EIS comments, as they are equally as valid now, since the current proposal has done nothing to address the previous concerns. Tonight, however, I'd like to address some specifics on a particular section of the proposed route that lies within the White Mountain National Forest. This is Bog Pond Country. This track is situated in Lincoln between the Kinsman Ridge Trail, Mount Pemigewasset, and North Woodstock. This remote mountain basin contains an ecosystem of complex wetlands and diverse forest habitats important to numerous species, including some listed in the state and federal lists of species endangered, threatened, and of special concern. The area contains important deer yards and critical moose wintering habitats, as well as aquatic summer forage for moose, whose populations are currently in decline in the Whites. The wetland system here contains bog, pond, riverine, and riparian habitats critical to a host of species, including many reptiles and amphibians. The pond and brook contains population of wild and possibly native brook trout adapted to this specific niche waters. Among listed species known to inhabit this area include American marten and Canada lynx. As recently as this spring, Canada lynx were confirmed along tracks of them were confirmed along Kinsman Ridge near Lonesome Lake and Franconia Notch. This is near the terminus of Kinsman Ridge Trail, several miles north of where Northern Pass's proposed route bisects the trail and drops into Bog Pond Country. The likely direction of travel of this elusive cat would either be south into Bog Pond Country or north out of Bog Pond Country. New Hampshire Fish and Game has since incorporated this area into its lynx protection zones. The remoteness of this area, tracts of shrubby spruce for a habitat, and abundant populations of snowshoe hare provide the three key elements needed to sustain Canada lynx. The dinner table is set for their return. Construction activities for Northern Pass in this area would severely impact numerous species, no matter what season the construction were to take place. Heavy equipment, helicopters, and construction crews would push wildlife out of these critical habitats, disrupt the soils, would bring threats of non-native invasive plants to the basin, disturbance of wetlands would affect water quality,